Talk Station, Nigeria Info 99.3. Good morning to you, Lagos. How are you today? I hope you are on the grind as usual. Today is Wednesday, so we would continue with our conversation on our coverage on ASUU strike. We made that promise that we'll keep tabs on the development on the shutdown of universities. ASUU is on strike, NASU is on strike, and SANU is on strike as well. We had done ASUU. We've spoken with ASUU. Today, like I said earlier in the morning, we are speaking with SANU because that is our focus as well. I mean, we can't just keep quiet when our children are at home. They shouldn't be at home. It is not right for them to be at home, and we can't keep quiet over that. So feel free to join this conversation right now. We're live on Facebook and we're also live on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us on those two platforms. Nigeria Info 99.3. Hopefully we get to play Treasure Hunt today as well on the program. Hopefully we get to do that. But let's get to it very quickly. I'm Sheriff Quadri Lagos. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's have you know that just like ASUU, the Joint Action Committee of the Senior Staff Association of Nigeria Universities, SANU, and the Non-Academic Staff Union of Universities, NASU, and allied institutions have extended its ongoing strike by another 2 months. They are saying that the federal government has failed to meet some of their lingering demands. Remember, we spoke with Abiodun Bayewu of the Global Rights on Education, Abuja, on the current state of education with regards to ASUU last Tuesday. Now, the Joint Action Committee of SANU and NASU, in a circular dated June 21, 2022, and jointly signed by the President of SANU, Muhammad Ibrahim, and General Secretary of NASU, Adeyemi Peters, addressed to branch chairman, chairman of NASU and SANU last week. In that circular, part of it can be quoted as saying, quote, "The government is still a long way from effectively resolving the issues in contention." What are the issues in contention? We'll get to those in a moment. Without wasting much of your time this morning, I'm going to bring up my guest this morning, Comrade Falawo Olushola Naheem, the Chairman, Senior Staff Association of Nigeria University, SANU, University of Ilorin. He joins us virtually this morning. You can watch live for yourself. Comrade Naheem, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Me too. Thank you.
Let's start with the contentious issues that, you know, you put out in your communique assigned by the National President and the General Secretary. What are these contentious issues? Let's start one after the other. Let's pick them. Let's one after the other.
Okay. I want to say good morning to Nigerians. And first and foremost, it is unfortunate that we find ourselves in this situation, especially those of us that are committed to our jobs, that we really don't enjoy staying at home at all. And some of us, we are already missing our job. But this issue is all about survival of our job and for posterity. And it's also for the generation to come. If we leave the situation the way it is now, we may not be able to correct the abnormalities in the system, and the generation that are coming may not forgive us.
Right.
So the issues in contention are border around about 7 or 8 items,
okay,
that has been lingering,
okay,
since 2009,
mm-hmm,
up to this moment that the government has not addressed. One, about 4 years ago, the government came about a payment platform,
okay,
for university workers, which is called the IPPIS. And this IPPIS, we initially, all of us, disagree,
mm-hmm,
because we really don't trust the competency and the ability of the platform to cater adequately for the payment of their university staff. But we were convinced, and the government convinced us that it's going to be better than the all other payments they have introduced, and we reluctantly went into it. But unfortunately, when we got into it, it has been headache, it has been sorrow, and we have never enjoyed even a day being in the IPPIS. So what we are saying to the government is that the government should remove the inconsistency in the IPPIS and replace it with our own U3PS that we have presented to the government, and the government is looking into it and is going through the test with the integrity test with the NITAT, and we are hopeful that this platform will be deployed for the usage very soon.
Hold on, Comrade Naheem. Let's talk about the payment platform once again. So, SANU and NASU, you've jointly designed a payment platform called U3PS.
Yes.
U3PS.
Yes.
You're aware.
University Peculiar Payroll Payment System.
You're aware that ASU also have their own preferred payment platform. Correct?
Yes. So I'm aware, but I really want to limit myself to...
I understand. I get it, because we're discussing NASU. We're not talking about ASU.
NASU,
But my question here is that what kind of position do you think that you'll be putting the government into where if we have all kinds of payment platform just because... You know, we are university unions, and all the unions want to come through with one payment platform or the other. I mean, please talk to me again. I mean, is it that there is nothing that can be done to make sure that IPPIS fits into, like, accommodates all the gray areas in the university system? Is it that there's nothing that can be done?
Look, we have been complaining. Just, in fact, it's not up to the first February months that the IPPIS was deployed. The complaint has started. Even up till now, we still have some people that have not been paying adequately their salary. Even up till now, I still have some of our members that have not been paid salaries. You get what I'm saying now? So it is the problem of the government. If the IPPIS have really addressed our issues, we would not even have come up with any platform.
Okay.
And if the government has taken the adequate step they are supposed to take before now,
okay,
nobody will have come up with any payment system.
Okay.
But if government failed to play their role and to address our problem as far as IPPIS is concerned, this is the result that you get. So if you are saying that every union will come with a different platform, no, I disagree with that. For now, we just have two. The UTAS and the U3PS. Mm. And the government is there. Let the all the payment go through the integrity test.
Mm.
And the government should be fair on which payment is best for the usage in the university system. But I'm assuring you that our U3PS adequately take care of every member and every cadres and every university
staff
payment structures
in
the system. That's what the we are the one that we are in charge of payment.
Mm.
We are the one in bursary. We are the one in the what we call NOC or computer section.
Okay.
So it is our member SANU
that
have direct information on how to develop this platform and what to put on this platform, and that is why I'm assuring you that the U3PS is the best for the university system.
You know, I'm still on this payment thing, Comrade Naheem. Lagos, if you're just joining us, Nigeria, if you're joining us, you're welcome. Please, you would join us in a moment. Comrade Naheem, my thought, my concern is how do unions in the universities produce two payment platforms, two separate payment platforms? I mean, what do you want the government to do? Like, so I am a government now. You're giving me, one union is giving me U3PS, the other one is giving me UTAS. What do you expect me to do? I mean, which of the payment platforms am I going to pick that the other one will not throw tantrums?
See, the government that failed to address, you see, you cannot be doing the same thing the same way and expect different results. And then when in the university, you should know that there's no way we allow any situation to remain unchanged, because that is where we are supposed to get the best standard. And we are trying our best to make sure that we give the best standards to Nigerians. But if we are not saying that you are government and we are coming up with two payments, if the first payment have addressed our issues, we will come up with that payment. And government should expect, I'm very sure that government will say that we will come up with our own payment if that one is not addressed.
Comrade, would you take UTAS if government picks UTAS? Would NASU and SANU take UTAS?
There's no way they will pick any other platform for us, because we believe that UTPS is the best for the university.
You see now.
It takes care of everybody.
Okay. All right. I hear you. We're good. Let's go hear from the people, comrade. Then we'll come back and talk about some unpaid allowances, some unpaid earned allowances, as a matter of fact.
It's part of our demands.
The demands, exactly. I know. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the delay in the renegotiation of your agreement with the federal government, NASU SANU agreement since 2009. And we'll also talk about the non-implementation of the minimum wage arrears as well. But let's go hear from the people first, and we'll come deal with all of these areas. Good morning to you, Lagos.
Hello, good morning.
Talk to me. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Tope.
Welcome, Tope.
Yes. I think lecturers and other university staff are making this thing unnecessarily complicating. Now, you can hear what your man just said in the studio. He said there as NASU would not accept UTAS. I'm quite sure if the lecturers are brought to the table now, then we also say there as the lecturers would not accept U3PS. Now, if there's inconsistency in IPPS, are they as professionals? Can't they sit with government? And again, this is consistency. You bought a car, the brake system of the car is not good. The steering is not good. Will you get the car rightly? Why not just fix it and move on and teach these students that are at home? Why are we like this in this country, for goodness sake?
Thank you for calling me. Let's jump on another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Please, my own take is, let's first find out, what does the government's own platform, what does it say? What are the details? And what is the differences? What their own particular one, what does it address? Mm. You know, if we know the details, then we can talk more about it.
Mm. All right. Comrade Naim, on that note, let me come to you from the last call. I didn't get her name. About what are those things that IPPIS didn't address or didn't effectively address, and you feel that U3PS addresses, you know, comprehensively? What are those areas?
Yes. First and foremost, let me correct the first speaker.
Okay.
That said that we are insisting that it is our own that must be accepted. That is not the impression I want to give.
Okay.
The impression I am giving is that the U3PS, it is the best for the university system. And the government, then if the three payment platform now go through the integrity test,
right,
according to NITAD,
right,
it is left for government to take the best one, mm-hmm, which I am convinced that it is the U3PS that will be taking.
Okay.
So that's just it. So if government said they are going to take UTAS, they must give us the reason why UTAS is going to be taking or any other platform. So I am not against UTAS. And that's why I say I will limit myself to SANU and my own UTPS. Mm. I don't want to comment so much on UTAS because I don't know much about UTAS. I'm not even aware of what is in our own payment system. So, and I'm very sure they are not aware of what is in my own too. Mm. So there's no way I'll be able to adequately say it is UTAS that should be accepted. I will not say government should accept what I don't know, what I'm not aware about.
Mm.
So you get what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So the last speaker should get that right.
All right.
We cannot compare our U3PS with IPPIS.
IPPIS, yes.
Uh-huh. And even the U3PS, just like I'm telling you that much I don't know about UTAS.
Yes.
And if you interview those who are in charge of UTAS, the limited thing they will tell you.
So the same thing. I'm not part of those who design UTPS. I'm not part of those who are talking to government about it. But what I'm very sure of is that we are in the Department of the University, and we are the responsibility of developing the software for the university. So we know much about how the payment should go. And the payment caters in the university. Okay. All of us we are aware of it. And we are the one that is operating IPPIS.
Okay.
So we know the shortcomings of IPPIS. Like now, as we are talking, even you are aware that part of our demand is the payment of areas of consequential adjustment on minimum wage, national minimum wage.
National minimum wage, now, yes. Yes.
And it was paid recently, okay. But it was paid haphazardly. Almost 50% of our members have not even collected before the salary was generally stopped. And up to now, people that are supposed to benefit from it, especially the University of Agriculture, like in my university now, all everybody in the ed center did not collect a cover. And the government is saying they have deployed a payment platform that is now giving us headache. That when you cannot even say today, if you collect a salary, like me now, I have taken different salary about 4 times now. That what I take this month will be different from what I take next month. Mm. And then it may reduce, it may increase. The next month, the increment on that one of last month, they will take it again. So these are the inadequacies that are there. We used to have our, there are some of the allowances that we are entitled to.
Okay.
That was removed by IPPIS. Now they are bringing it back again. So this inconsistency is what we are saying, that how we are we going to be on a platform where we are not sure of how much we'll be taking. And then for every problem now, we have to travel to Abuja from Ilorin,
to rectify
from Sokoto, and from Jos, and even from Port Harcourt and Bayelsa. Every place that there are universities,
yeah.
You must go to Abuja if you really want to resolve issue with IPPIS. This is risky. This is not the best for a Nigeria that we are all dreaming of.
Right.
So, and that is why our platform has come. We have come to design a platform that will be seamless, that will be simple, that will address every issues in the payment system in the university.
Comrade Naheem, let's quickly talk about the one of the issues that. You have raised why you are on strike rather, and that is the delay in the renegotiation of your agreement with the federal government. Why is there delay? What are the things causing this delay?
Thank you. It is the government that can tell us categorically why they are delaying this renegotiation. Even this total agreement has not been properly addressed.
Okay.
And it was in the condition when this negotiation was signed that every 4 years, this agreement will be reviewed. It will be renegotiated. As if you now, from 2009 today up to this moment,
yes.
You see that we, the non-teaching staff or the university staff generally, we have tried to make sure that, and there's no way, since it is 4 years, we have been complaining and we have been agitating that this agreement is due for renegotiation. Let me tell you, especially the issue of the salary.
Yeah.
Since 2009, the same salary is that we are taking to salary is the same thing we are taking now.
Abba.
And if you now observe.
Wait, Comrade Naheem, track back a little bit. The same salary that you've been on since 2009. Is the same salary that you're still taking. No promotion, nothing.
He said?
No promotion exercise, nothing.
No, that's not what I'm saying. There are promotion exercise.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that if you enter in the university today, it is the same salary that person that entered in 2009.
Oh, okay. The basic, okay. The basic, okay.
So,
all right.
There's nothing that has changed.
All right. I get you now. I get you. Let's I quickly, because of time, comrade, because we see time flies by very, very quickly on this program. I just quickly want to chip in the issue of state universities, because it's part of, exactly. And I'm wondering, why are you pushing the issue of state universities to the federal? Why?
You see, the state in San, we don't see a university as being owned by a state or by a federal government.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying? We all belong to one union. And that union must be able to cater for every member of the union. That is one. Secondly, the same NUC that regulates the university, that knows NUC that regulates the state university differently, and the another one is regulating the
Comrade Naheem, if that's your argument, who funds state universities, federal or state?
Obviously, it is the state that funds the university.
Who pays?
The federal government should come and fund the state government. I mean, the state university.
Comrade,
I'm not saying that, but the federal government can come up with a gazette.
Let's go to break, comrade. This computer will cut us off. Let's go to break, and when we return, we'll continue with our conversation. Huh?
All right.
Lagos, stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay here on Nigeria Info, please. Lagos, welcome back to the Morning Crossfire. 8:36 is the time from our studios. I am Sheriff Quadri. We are discussing the shutdown of Nigeria's university system. And we've got Nasu Sanu on the show this morning, ably represented by Comrade Naheem, the chapter president, chapter chairman of Nasu University of Ilorin chapter. He joins us via Skype this morning. You can watch live. Comrade Falao Olusola Naheem is the chairman, senior staff association of Nigeria University, SANU, University of Ilorin branch. Comrade, thank you again for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much. You've been touching me, SANU and NASU.
I know that the two of you, issued a joint action circular. So that is why. That is why. Let me also, before we get into our conversation, let's quickly announce the game that would play today, Wednesday, on Treasure Hunt. If you don't have our mobile app yet, please go and get our mobile app so you can play on Friday. But for today, we need to quickly move on with it. What you're looking for today in the Treasure Hunt game is a banner of the Nigeria Info Round Table. That's what you're looking for. A banner of the Nigeria Info Round Table. So go to our mobile app right now and go look for it. The first person to see, find, and drop his details right there. So when you locate this banner, click on it. Don't just see it and screenshot. No, click on the banner. A pop-up will come up. Then you can fill your details in the pop-up and then submit. And the first person to do this, the fastest person to do this, wins 5,000 Naira on the show today. Now, let's move on with our conversation. I know you want to get in on this Lagos, Nigeria, but I have quite a number of areas I need to cover with my guest, Comrade Naheem, this morning. Comrade Naheem, before the break, we were talking about state universities and who is funding them and who is paying their salaries and why you're pushing this to the federal government.
Yes, let me correct this impression that you are pushing the responsibility of the state government to the federal government. That is not it. But I have explained earlier that SANU is one, and the NUC that is charged with the responsibility of regulating activities in the university is one. And also, most of policies that have been designed for education, especially for university education in Nigeria, is one. So it's not as if that state university has their own policies differently, and the federal university has their own policies differently. The only issue here is the issue of funding, and that is why we are disturbed. Look at the Plateau State University up till now. They are still on strike, even before we started our own. And what is the problem is all about funding. The staff are not well paid. Look at Kwara State University. Out for a very long time that they've not been collecting subvention from the state government. Why is the state government establishing universities that they cannot fund?
They cannot fund.
And this is our problem with the state university, that you put our members to be working day and night, tirelessly, and at the end of the day, you will deny them their salaries, their allowances, their entitlements. And these people, they have family at home, they have dependents.
Right.
And it is frustrating. And we cannot continue to run this country the way it's being run. There should be a change. And that's what SANU is clamoring for. But the fact that it is the state university that is responsible, it does not mean that, even part of this negotiation, they have met the state governors, or this to the chairman of state governors forum, they've met them. Some are not to affect them. And you can see that we are taking a step. We cannot just neglect the fate of the state university workers to the state.
Let me quickly ask you some really technical question, right? Just one. Should the central government, the federal government, accede to your demand, should that happen, would you call off your strike, regardless of what state governments do?
Well, you see, we are not expecting the federal government to solve the issue of the state government. But it is part of our demand for the whole world and the federal government to be aware.
You are not answering my question, Comrade Naim. Would you call off your strike, for instance, the Plateau State University that you mentioned, the Kwara State University that you mentioned, and some other state tertiary institutions, universities that you've mentioned that are in crisis right now? Should the federal government answer your calls right now and attend to your demands, would you call off this strike?
You see, you have said it, that this question is technical. And why it is technical is that my own opinion cannot call off this strike. When we want to call off this strike, our own National Assembly Council neck must be called. And we must call our leaders that are negotiating at the negotiating table. We call us back, all the members of National Executive Council will come to a table and discuss the progress of the strike. And if the majority said, so far so good, we are convinced that including the State University, because State University are part of NEC, so all of us are one. So if the NEC said, if the NEC said, we are calling off the strike, those who are negotiating for us does not have choice. It is what, and
even at universities, at state universities that you yourself have alluded to, that they are not well paid, their welfare is next to nothing, you still call off the strike at these universities as well. I'm saying that I understand what you're saying, comrade. What I'm saying is it fair? Will it be fair, even if your neck says that you should call off this strike, with your members not being paid well, is it fair to those members?
You see, you cannot really determine if it is fair or not. Because, see, like I told you when I opened this discussion, I said most of us, we went into this strike, especially SANU as a body.
As a union.
We went into this strike reluctantly. We really don't want, we are not strike freak, we are not happy with strike. But when we are pushed to the wall, we don't have a choice. And this is the first time that you see everybody is saying that we should continue, even in the face of threats, in the face of persecution, in the face of no salary, we are saying we are forging on until our demands are met. So if out of seven demand, seven demand is met, we call up the strike. But if there's one that is still there, and we know that this one, the net is convinced that without this one, we will not call up the strike, we won't. If the net said, with this strike, we can devise another modality to start pursuing the implementation or the realization of this only one. It depends, the calling off of the strike depends and solely rely on the NEC.
Indeed. Comrade, let's go to the telephone, take one or two calls. Then when we come back from those calls, we'll talk about one other germane area. And that this one in particular, I am very, very passionate about. And that is retirement benefits. I'm very, very passionate about it. So
which
let's
one is that?
That's retirement benefits. Because
yes,
it's part of your demand.
Yes, it's part of my demand.
Yes. Let's take a few calls. Then I'll come back to you on that one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, please.
Okay, my question and issue is this. Mine is that the fight they are fighting for the strike, with what he's saying is basically just for the lecturers and for themselves alone. So mine is what other, I don't know, fighting also for students, and also for, you know, parents. Like when we were in school in the early 2000s, you're studying, you're going for GSTs. You have lots of students and less, classes to accommodate all those students. And we cannot even compete with other, you know, countries with what we have on ground. So are they also not fighting on that? It's because our university, what you're saying is just about UTAS and also their other benefits.
Thank you.
We as a student, we don't have, you know, that's what I
thank you.
We're also fighting for that.
Yeah, just to be very clear, they are not lecturers. So it's not, they are not fighting for lecturers. That's not, they are senior staff association. Like he, you know, had said severally on the show this morning. But I do get your concern, and I think it's part of the agitation that I can see. I can see that what you've mentioned here, the state of the university is in as part of their agitation. Well, let's take one more call. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, Miss Quickly, what's your name?
My name is Chris.
You're welcome, Mr. Chris.
Calling from Magodo.
Welcome.
I think part of the problem, you can see that there's no sincerity in what is going on. It's deliberate. And our advice, because I've been listening from the inception of the program, what the man is saying, that the area I have issues, how can an employee tell his employer how to pay him? I will ask the comrades, if he has a business and he employs people, did they determine how they should be paid?
Hmm.
That is one issue. I think to solve this problem, I think the federal government and the state government will have to grant autonomy
to
all the universities.
To fund themselves, to be self-funding.
Yes, so that they can generate money.
Okay.
The federal government can only regulate.
Okay.
So that they will not go above board.
All right, that's noted. Thank you. I mean, we have to make this very short so we can accommodate as many areas as we would love to. Comrade, let's go to the retirement part, then we come to the two callers. The non-payment of retirement benefits of outgoing members. What's the situation? Talk to us.
You see, I wish that the last caller will put himself, his own leg into our own shoe and feel what we're feeling, but it's not possible. You see, like, we have brothers, we have children in the university, and we are all hoping that they will spend their 4 years or the number of graduations they are supposed to spend, and they will graduate. But when we are pushed to the board, there's nothing to do with that. I don't want to bother much about that. I don't want to, because of the time. But I am passionate and I'm touched that the system is the way it is now. And that's why I continue to be saying we are no strike freak. We consider our students first, because it will be passed back to us as parents. So, but the issue of not payment of
retirement benefit. That's right. That's right.
It is another sad situation that the sun is confronting now. And it makes it worse when you even present to the government, and the government is not coming up with a meaningful solution to it. And all the agencies that are affected, they are agencies of government. Already, this the new payment system they are giving us It's another one that is giving us problem. Don't be surprised that this issue of retirement benefit can also lead to what is happening now. You can see that we have been shouting about this issue of retirement benefit for a very long time now.
Right.
And when it is sad that the only language that our government understand that they listen to, is language of strike. The government needs to be talked to. The government needs to wake up to their responsibilities. That, see, they are looking at this issue of not payment of retirement benefit now. Or to when the NASA we are going on strike again before the NASA starts addressing it. I have about two people now, two members of my own union in my branch, that are facing this problem. They retire for almost 6-7 months now. No retirement benefit. And this person will take care of, she will take care of her health, she will take care of her children, she will take care of herself, and she's no more working. And she has worked for more than 35 years in service the nation. And when he's supposed to come and rest and be eating the fruit of her labor, and you are denying him the peanut you still want to give them. This is an issue. President, as I'm telling you, we have complained, and even I was aware about 5 months ago, maybe around February or January, the national leadership of our union was at the National Pension Commission to address the issue. And they gave us that the issue is being attended to.
Okay.
Up till now, we have not got any meaningful solution to this issue.
To the issue. Comrade, are you with me? Okay. Comrade, quickly,
yes.
Let's quickly touch on one more thing because of time. Oh, my goodness me. Can I touch on this one? Let's talk about, I know you mentioned this in passing, but the first caller, especially in this half hour, spoke about what you're doing. Are you not fighting for students? But I see that in your demands, you put here that you're fighting for the neglect and poor funding of state universities. Talk to us more about that. I know you've mentioned it, but for the sake of that caller.
Yes. You see, whatever all our demands, including the payment of the IBPS, including the alliance of minimum wage, including the negotiation of 2009 agreement, funding of state university, implementation of hand allowance,
yeah,
and the areas they are weighing us, proper integration of members of staff school, teachers, and the proper governance of the university system according to the law. These are summary of our demand. And also, that this usurpation of airship of non-teaching staff post that we are still pressing for. But the issue of the state university that we are talking about, like I've cleared it before, that is not that we are pushing the responsibility of state government to the federal government. But we must let the world know that what is going on in most of our state universities,
right,
is nothing to write home about.
Mm-hmm.
People are suffering. And if the workers are not well paid, are not well motivated,
right,
there's no way they will give the student the best. And remember that maybe most of us that pass through the university, if you are going to the university for the first time, it is our member that will first attend to you. You will be going to admission office straight to regularize your documentation, and then from there you go. You they will take you to your faculty.
Comrade, I wish we had more time, but we have to leave it here. Thank you so much for joining us. I in the nearest future, I will still have to bring you back here after your 2 months. I want to thank you and your members for the good work that you do. We appreciate
thank you.
We don't trivialize what you do at all, because I know that in the universities, your members are the ones that are usually, you know, under the huge, serious stress, especially when new students are coming onto the campuses. Thank you so much again for joining us. Appreciate it. Our guest this morning has been University of Ilorin branch chairman of SANU, Comrade Falowo Olushola Naim. That's our show today. Lagos, thank you for being a part of it. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Good morning, Jay.
You could be four debates away from 1 million naira.
Good day, honorable judges, our ever attentive audience.
That's the majority of co-debater.
We've crowned three I Beg to Differ debate champions.
My name is Sanvita Kaushik.
I'm Ruth Okorocha.
My name is Bawa Diessa.
And if you want to be the fourth,
in fact, it even gives you a new global perspective.
The West, 1998,
begins
during the 2015 elections.
Now. The auditions for the next I Beg to Differ debate tournament are on. It's open to all secondary school students in Lagos aged between 12 and 16. Just go to www.nigeriainfo.fm and click on I Beg to Differ and follow the instructions. Auditions close 3 p.m. July 12, 2022.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired, they're fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.